Det här är en podcast om kultur, politik och vårt vardagliga liv i Bosnien-Herzegovina av mig, Teresa Wahlqvist.
Och mig, Stina Karlsson. I denna podd kommer ni att få följa våra liv under tiden som praktikanter i Tuzla, Bosnien-Herzegovina.
Hej! Hur? Nej, förlåt. Helvete.
Hej och välkomna till avsnitt nummer 5 av Tuzla-podden. Hur är läget, Stina?
Det är bra. Hur är det med dig?
Det är bra.
Vi skiter i vår vanliga introduktion och går direkt på dagens ämne.
Yes. I det här avsnittet har vi gjort saker lite annorlunda. Vi har intervjuat en kille som heter Adnan Hamidovic som också går under namnet Frankie. Han är en av Bosniens största rappare, eller kanske Balkans största, och har varit aktiv inom musiken sedan 2005. Och många av hans texter är ganska samhällskritiska.
Ja, han har skrivit många låtar om den politiska och sociala situationen i landet, orättvisor och korruption. Och han har själv skrivit musiken som ett sätt att få folk att tänka mer kritiskt på sådana här problem och engagera sig för en förändring.
Anledningen till att vi kontaktade honom är att vi hörde talas om honom från en kompis till Stina som sa att den här personen bor i Tuzla och honom borde ni träffa.
Ja, så tack så jättemycket Dino.
Japp, men sagt och gjort.
Vi träffade Frankie på ett café, så ljudet är av lite, ja,
varierande kvalitet.
Ja, men vi tänkte att det ger lite karaktär till den här podden. Men det var kul att träffa med någon som är väldigt engagerad i frågor om samhället och dess utveckling. Men som inte representerar en organisation utan försöker påverka genom andra medel, såsom musik. Det var ett väldigt bra samtal, tyckte jag.
Ja, det var intressant.
Mm, verkligen. Vi frågade honom om hans relation till musiken och hur den är kopplad till politik och aktivism.
Okay. Well, I got into hip hop with graffiti. First, I was like a big fan of the music and the culture and stuff. It happened like in the 90s. I used to live in Germany and all my friends were listening to hip hop, and so I discovered hip hop through them and started to listening to it, and I was from first day I was really amazed, because to me hip hop, and at that time hip hop was not that popular, some of it, yeah, but the real hip hop was not represented very good in the media. So for me, when I heard, for example, first one of the first CDs I bought was like Wu-Tang.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you know. So for me, when I heard that for the first time at my friend's house, I was like, what the fuck is this? Is this even illegal? Is this legal? Because it sounded so totally different from everything what you hear in the radio and everywhere, you know? And it was dirty, it was cursing and everything. And I was like, where did you get that? What is this? What is this? Who's playing that? Did you buy that on the black market or what is this? And for me, it was like at the beginning a shock. So then I started to dig in and listen to all the kinds of music, and then I became a fan of it. And then through the music and the culture, I discovered the graffiti. So I started to write graffiti, and I don't know how it really happened that I started to write on my own songs, but it became serious when I came back to Bosnia '98, and I met some guys from Tuzla. That was the time where a lot of diaspora people from Balkan or from Bosnia came back. That was like a wave of refugees coming back to Bosnia at that time after the war, and so all these young people like me brought knowledge and everything what they learned, and I met a couple of people, of young people who had the same interest like me, hip-hop and graffiti and stuff. So we started to hang out, to do graffitis in Tuzla. There was a time where the city was a lot fucked up from the war, you know, and you didn't have graffiti at all at that time in Bosnia. It was like, we were like pioneers for that. And that was kind of my first steps, you know, into hip-hop. Soon after that, we started to record our first songs. And to come back to your point where you asked about activism and politics and stuff like that, well, to me that came also very natural, because when I used to listen at the early days, I used to listen to all these American hip-hop artists or Germans, and they all were talking about injustice, about problems in their society, in the ghettos and stuff like that. So when I came back to Bosnia, I started to talk and to write about the problems that are surrounding me in Tuzla. So I didn't really think about should I do it or should I not. It just came to me and I did it, you know, because hip hop told me to have like a stand of point of view, like a critical point of view, you know, for the society, for politics, for police, for everything. So I think I became known for some radical lyrics against politics. Today I'm a little bit older, but I still rap about the same things, but maybe just in another way, you know, maybe through stories and stuff like that.
So you would say that from day one you have been like political?
Sure, yeah. Because, you know, living in Bosnia and witnessing the war and being a refugee, you kind of have to. Politics is a part of your life, if you want it or not, you know. So growing up, you know, in Germany, I watched my country, Bosnia, on TV almost every day, and, you know, the pictures from war. And so I had to be political from very early days of my life, you know. In the school, it just was a big part of my life, even if I some days didn't want it, you know. Just kid should be kid, you know. But when you have a situation like that with war, with refugees, then you have to pay attention for politics too.
What do you hope your music can contribute to, and both in terms of like individual listeners and as the society as a whole?
When I was starting to listening to hip-hop taught me a lot of stuff, you know, to be critical, to, you know, be moral, you know, all this stuff, you know. It sounds a little bit pathetic, but, you know, it's like a fight versus good and evil, you know, and somehow hip-hop taught me all that stuff, you know. So when I talk about music changing people, you know, I think I always start from myself, you know, and I know that is possible because this music taught me a lot. So I think and I hope that I can give back some of that, and, you know, to today, when young kids listen to my music, they hopefully learn something from it, you know. And it cannot be like a radical change, like, for example, to stop the war or something, but it can open your mind a little bit to make you think about stuff, you know. And I'm sure that it can influence young people. For like a society or for a bigger group, I'm not sure, but often is music, not just hip-hop, taken and showed as some weapon when you can influence, you know, a lot of people, not just music, culture in general, movies, for example, and stuff like that. So if I say that I believe that it can influence in a good way, I think also it can influence in a bad way. So you have in hip-hop, you have also many sides, you know, like artists that talk about politics, about love, about, you know, problems. Then you have artists talking about women and materialistic stuff, you know. So it's like, it's a medal, you know, with two sides.
Sen så frågade vi också Frankie om hans åsikt om det politiska läget i landet, och han svarade så här.
Oh, that's a hard question. Basically, the situation is kind of the same, and we are stuck at one place, you know. People in Bosnia live with one eye on the history, you know, constantly seeing the war, talking about the war, talking about nationalism, talking about what happened in the war. And so it's, the society is not moving, it's moving forward, but it's very slowly, you know. And when you turn on the news every day, you hear stuff about the war, and it's now been 20 years, you know, even longer. For some people to come here, they maybe get disappointed or surprised that it's not that big a problem, because people here, you know, live with each other, you know. It's not that bad, you know. We don't have walls like in some countries, you know. But, you know, you feel it when you go somewhere, and you have like this feeling that you're not maybe welcome or something like that, or you could have some problems. It's, you know, it's, there are periods where you can totally forget about stuff like that, you know, and then something happens about some politicians start, like, some, I don't know, fight or something, you know, start to talk about the war, and it immediately comes back, you know. So it's always there somewhere, some day it's, you know, sunny like today, and you forget about it, don't talk about that stuff. But then it depends, you know. Politicians are manipulating the people here often, you know, and even you just, for example, if you caught like in a corruption case or something like that, you just have to mention the war, and you know the people will immediately forget, you know, that you like, you know, a thief actually, and then start to talk about you know, war or whatever, Bosnia in the 90s and stuff like that. So people using that like a curtain, you know, to hide from actually real problems, you know, because in Bosnia unemployment is really big. A lot of young people moving away from Bosnia to Germany, to Austria, whatever. And those are the real problems, you know, and not nationalism and stuff like that. But to fix that and to talk about that, they will fast find like a way out of that and start a totally different conversation.
So. Would you say that the relationship between like people and politicians is better in Tuzla than the rest of the country?
I'm not sure. Well, Tuzla is famous for it, that we didn't have in Tuzla, there were never nationalist parties ruling, you know. So that's like a really nice thing, you know. It's a big plus for Tuzla. But, you know, life here is not better than in Sarajevo or anywhere else. It's the same, you know. I'm not sure.
Крилна вага, символ Босни и Балкана. Воздаје моја твоја, ал некова страна.
We listened to some of your songs.
Okay.
And but can you tell us a little bit more about your song Pismo Milano?
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Is
it
Pismo Milano? Yeah.
What was the thought about that, with that song?
Yes, sure. Milan is a friend of mine from Belgrade, and as everybody here, well, after 2 beers we start to talk about politics and stuff like that, but he's really you know, like me, open-minded, and one night we were joking that we should contribute to Bosnian-Serb relationships and do something positive for that, and so he came with the idea to make a song. And in that song actually we talk about, or I talk about, you know, war, nationalism, all that kinds of stuff, but put down on a personal level, like a friend relationship, you know. And when it came out, it really got some positive feedback at the beginning, but then after a while, after a few days, it got also a lot of negative feedback, especially from my side, from the Bosnian side, because in the lyrics, I mean, you tried to translate it?
Yes.
There are some, you know, sentences or stuff that I said that I'm not sure that some musician said it before me, you know, in a similar way. It's really, you know, about, you know, making peace with each other, you know, saying stuff that it's on your mind, that it's bothering you, but also listening to the other side, you know. And it's about trying to find and to establish a dialogue, right? And that was our intention with the song, but of course some people understood it differently. That is their right. And so it was really interesting to see how big reaction the song got, because it really, a lot of people talked about it. It was in the news, and then after we did we shot a documentary after the song also. Today I'm really proud of the song and what we did with it. It was really one of the rare positive things, you know, that came out, not from my music, but, you know, from this movement, you know. After the Pismo Milan song,
yes,
we did a short documentary where this crew who shot the video and shot the documentary went to Sarajevo and visited two schools. One was in the Bosnian, on the Muslim side, and the other was in the Serb side. Mm-hmm. And they played, both of them, the song, the lyrics, and then started to talk about, you know, stuff in the song. What do you think about that? He said that. What do you think about this? And those young people really came out and real honest, and some of them liked it, some of them did not like it. For me that was really interesting, you know, because to really see and talk and listen to the young people from the schools, what they have to say, because then you actually can learn about them, and you know, you can understand their situation and get a real picture, you know, because like we said in the school, the dialogue is missing, definitely, and that's a big mistake. And this workshop was really one of my favorites, because you know, you could see a bigger picture, and you could, you know, really see how they are thinking, you know. And some of them were really positive, and you were surprised and we were proud, but some of them really, you see, oh, there is a lot of work to do, you know. There is some also that are really, like I said, big nationalists, and you know, just think different. And it's fascinating to see young people that are born after the war, you know, being like more radical or more bigger nationalists than their parents, and some of those parents really fought in the war, you know. It's really fascinating, and I think that that's the fault of the politics, of the media, and you know, in general, the situation, the atmosphere in Bosnia, you know, because young people from Tuzla, there are a lot of them don't even travel, you know, don't even go out of Tuzla, or young people from Sarajevo, they don't even know, you know, about borders, about, you know, other people's lives, and you know, they're closed, you know, they're not open to dialogue and you know, friendships and meeting people and traveling. It's a big problem, you know. And to me, that's just fascinating how that became, you know, how is that possible that you know, you have like old people that really were in the army and fought the war, today saying ah, fuck it all, and you have their kids who said, yeah, there should be another war, we should fight again. It's a really deep topic, and I cannot explain, and I don't can give you the answer why is that like that.
And how do you think like schools in Bosnia deals with this?
Oh, I don't think that they don't talk about stuff like that in the schools at all. That's, they just, you know, do their stuff, what they have to teach the kids, and that's it. They don't have to, I don't think that they talk to the kids about politics and stuff like that. Oh. They should teach them better, but they don't do that.
So when your children grows up, it's you that will have to talk about politics with them.
Exactly. I will have to do that. Exactly. I also realize that when we, you know, have concert and stuff, and we have, of course, young people coming to our shows, that we have a bigger influence on them than their teachers and even their parents, you know. So for me, that's first, it's a good thing, it's a really great thing, but also a big responsibility, you know. So I always try to be aware of that when I, you know, speak about stuff. So puts me in an interesting position. That was the same thing when I grew up, you know. For me, Wu-Tang and, I don't know, Tupac, they were like idols, you know. Whatever they say in their songs, I will do it. So, because they said it, you know. And what my teacher and my father says, I don't care, you know. But if you have like an idol who talks about fighting nationalists and stuff like that, that's, I think that's a good thing, you know. And sometimes, even if your parents don't talk about that stuff and in the school, but we try to do it in our music, so we try to establish a balance or something like that.
What do you think that the politicians should do?
Oh, that's
a lot of things, but
yeah, if I
concerning this.
For start, they should stop about talking about, you know, the past, and start to do, you know, start to care and start to work on real problems. Like I said, helping young people to get a job, fixing the school system, fixing the, you know, health system, healthcare. You can start whatever you want. You have so many problems in this country to fix, and they just keep staying there, you know, and nobody takes care of that. That's the real problem, and politicians should really start to work on that, and not divide people and you know, talk about nationalism and stuff like that. Why? I mean, it makes no sense, you know. Politicians that would like, you know, in Republika Srpska to have a referendum to, you know, to get away from Bosnia, you know, to have their own country. And week don't go by when they don't talk about it and don't mention it. And of course, when somebody says, some Serbian politician says that, then you have on the other side other politicians saying, no, it will never happen. And then, you know, you have the conflict all over again. But for me, it's totally the opposite what I'm fighting for, you know. I'm fighting for dialogue, for, you know, come together to you know, to break the borders, break the walls and stuff like that. Basically, all the politicians that you have today in the parliament or ruling in Bosnia are the same, or almost the same politicians that, you know, started the war, or and that they also were active in the war, you know. You have like new parties trying to, you know, bring some new energy, start really to fix things, but they don't get that much voters. They're, you know, they are in the parliament, but they are not that efficient because they don't have enough power. You know.
What do you think the future holds for Bosnia?
I think that it will be better. You know, it's getting better through the years, because I know how it looked like in the 90s or 98 or early 2000. It's getting better, you know, but
takes time.
Unfortunately it takes too much time, you know. I remember when we used to travel with visas, you know, for every concert we had in Austria or in Sweden, Norway or whatever, you had to have a visa, you know. And today you don't have that anymore, so it's like, you know, a small step. But, and you have a lot of small steps like that, you know, when you can see that it's really life in Bosnia is getting better, but the big problems are still there.
Do you think that EU membership would change the country?
Oh, yes, sure, yeah. Sure, a lot. Because when Europe brings their rules to Bosnia, the politicians will not have so much room for, you know, manipulation, for corruption. So yes, I think that if Bosnia joins the European Union, then the life in Bosnia will be a lot better. Yeah, I'm sure of that, because I witnessed that how that was in Slovenia, how that was in Croatia, and it's really good. It's better. I mean, people, normal people from Zagreb, for example, my friends, they're telling me, oh man, it's not good. It's getting expensive for everything and stuff like that after they joined the European Union. But you see on the news, you know, big like politicians and big businessmen getting arrested, you know. And that would never happen if Croatia would stay out of the European Union, because, you know, you have other rules. You have to bring new laws that are similar to the European laws, right? And Bosnia don't have that right now. And when it will, it will affect immediately, you know, the life of the politicians. All of the politicians in Bosnia, if you ask them in an interview, are you for European Union? They will say yes, 100%, everybody. But when you turn off the camera, they will do everything in their power to not become a part of the European Union. Because they know the same thing like I just said, you know, that then they cannot, you know, live this luxury life and, you know, take big corruption cases and come away with it. So, you know, when it comes to real, you know, acting to do, like to bring a new law, or, you know, to change something, they will do it, but it will take a long time, you know, very slow. Well, I always say that I'm an optimistic guy, so I think it will be better, you know. It just obviously needs more time than we think. So I'm not sure. I mean, it will be no more conflicts here. I'm positive about that. I mean, with weapons. With politics, there will always be some fights.